Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Let's make things go your way. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and the snow, and the cold, and the horror, and the excuses because the forecasts were wrong. My God, can you believe it? Okay, so.
But you know what?
No,
it wasn't wrong.
I don't know what. Tell
it
me.
It wasn't
what?
Wrong. For you in Boston,
yes,
it was horrible, though, wasn't it? Didn't you have 2 feet?
It was wrong. No, I have 34 inches of new snow in the last 24 hours outside.
Okay.
If you go to Facebook.com, yes, it was. They predicted, they changed the predictions 3 or 4 times. There's no way these guys get away with not being wrong on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. The weather guys are always wrong.
I saw on the news people apologizing. Oh, we're so sorry. Well, you know what? It was still a bad storm, so it changed track. Whatever. It was still kind of bad.
Whatever.
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 Whatever. So anyway, the blizzard of 2015. I'd like to relate the things that happened to me that may impact you, or maybe you can get a relative picture of what went on. So that's why I posted at Facebook.com.
Sorry for me.
That was the second time you interrupted me.
I know.
Please.
I'm excited.
Are you really? I was trying to point out that there is a picture at Facebook.com/good day of the farmhouse with the drifts as of late afternoon in front of the windows. Well, at least half the windows you could see out of. The other half you couldn't. You look at the picture and you'll see. We had 34 inches of snow here, measurable, on the farm. So I'm the hero. Those of you who are new to the program, I have a dairy farm in a town just outside of Boston called Framingham. And thus, the perhaps relativity to those who especially live in central and eastern Connecticut, Rhode Island, central eastern Massachusetts, up in New Hampshire. I actually don't know how it impacted. I didn't look at the forecast or the results of the forecasting and the actual results of the storm up as far as Manchester. For those of you who are there, if you want to give us a report, 888-302-3684 as to amount. Anyway, that's what happens after these big storms, big, big snowstorms bring bitter cold. So another reason that travel will be hampered, I should probably post for you as an example of what most of the areas that were hit hard by the storm look like road-wise. I live in an area where the roads are very narrow, and we could just barely get one truck with a snowplow between this farm where I live and the other farm down the street. In fact, in my continuing efforts to be a hero on the farm, I stayed out, worked. I have a snowblower on the front of the Bobcat, which cut a path, at least in the driveways, to get out. But the wind was blowing so hard, you would literally, 5 minutes after you cut a path, it was gone.
So couldn't get it. Why did you do that?
Why did I do that? Mm-hmm. I didn't do it. I had Joe do it. But later in the day.
Why did he do that?
Well, because he wanted to get in down here and make sure that we could get around just in case that we needed to get to the generator. Sometimes during storms like this, the power goes out, but it usually is a heavier storm. This was very dry snow, so power wasn't really affected much. But we have a generator hooked up to a tractor, and that powers everything if we need it, so that I can go back on the air if I happen to get caboodled and get bumped off the air. You've been caboodled before, Jennifer, haven't you?
Once or twice.
Kenny, you ever been caboodled?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay, so it's bad. You don't want to be caboodled. You want to get things going again. And so, as a result, the end of the day, everybody's tired, go home. All right, fine, I'll take over. So I go off, and Meredith was plowing most of the day. So we were all pushing and cleaning and stuff, and the ice underneath. And the reason I tell the story is because it's relative to so many people, especially north of the Mason-Dixon line, pretty much all the way across to Denver and north up into the areas of the Dakotas. I mean, have you ever traveled out there up 25 and seen what happens in a snowstorm? They close the roads for hundreds of miles. They just put a gate across the road. The interstate can't go here because the ground is, the land is so flat, and the winds whip across those plains. You get drifts that sometimes are 40 and 50 feet deep where the road used to be. So, you know, all these people that are complaining about how horrible, those of you who live in the Dakotas and you live in even northern Minnesota, live in Wyoming, Nebraska, those areas that are affected by these kinds of storms that you have three or four of every year. I'll never forget the first time I drove north on 25. And I'm looking, you know, you're out in pretty barren country. There's not much around for miles. I'm talking about hundreds of miles where there's nobody living, no habitation, other than perhaps some cows. There's some beefers that are grazing. So you get to the top of a hill, and you see these huge gates. Ever seen them? Have you ever traveled out there, Jennifer?
Mm-mm.
Or Kenny? These huge gates. They just close when the wind and the storms come across there. Just close it off. I remember getting stuck when I was driving across the country once, I don't know, three or four years ago. I took a secondary road trying to find some place to sleep to just get out of the horrible weather. And I went for, I thought I was going to be walking because when I got off, the car was on empty, or at least it looked like, you know, getting close to the end of the tank. So the reason I'm telling you this is because there are a lot of people who live in the cities that don't know even what goes on. The Americans don't have a good, firm grasp of what goes on in a lot of different parts of the country in terms of what it's like to live culturally, what it's like to live, the topographical differences, the essence of what goes on weather-wise. We have a vast expanse here in this country, and it's beautiful, and it's something that makes us unique. But by the same token, if we all are Americans, I think it would be important for us to know what others experience. So, thus, the news media attention at all of this hoo-ha here in the East, and the rest of the country is going, one of the fellows that listens to this program that helps me said, I think it was Monday, what's that? Yeah, it was Monday morning. He said, everybody's talking about the storm. You're talking about the storm? Yeah, I was talking about the storm, but I didn't want it to be the whole thing because I didn't know that my sense was that it related to the rest of the country, even though what made it relative to the rest of the country wasn't that it could happen there. It was only because the news media is so focused on it and the horrors that could ensue that it really got in the way of stuff that, in fact, was more important. But could have been, I think, more important. Jennifer, you were, and Kenny, in California, Southern California. Kenny always makes us laugh when he says, I saw a cloud yesterday, when he asked about the weather. And Jennifer said, oh, it rained a little yesterday.
Just a little.
But yet, your news was completely dominated by the storm.
No, and not really. I mean, the local news, I think, it was the top. It was definitely the top story.
And the reason that has at least some the palpitations of people because of travel problems, that might make it somewhat relevant, because you couldn't get from Los Angeles to Boston, couldn't get from Los Angeles to New York, couldn't get from San Francisco.
National implications.
Right, exactly. And so what happens to those 7,800 flights that were canceled over the course of a three-day period? It'll be maybe into next week before many of the folks, maybe many of you, can either get to where you were going. I was going to go to the West Coast this weekend. I'm not going. How are you going to go? Unless I drive, that's not going to happen. So you just, okay, adjust. But a lot of business folks, people who really their time is money, this makes it very tough.
Or the people that had to be on the East Coast during all this? Oh,
yeah. Right. Well, you know, again, it's part of, it isn't, in terms of what it was about, it's not a big deal. The news media made it a big deal, and we all kowtowed to it. We did. You know how I do my anti-news media stuff, but this is a news talk radio program. It's hard to go against the grain unless I've got a country full of reporters. And then, you know, probably thinking it through, I do, because there are hundreds of radio stations that carry this program. So why wouldn't I? We should do a roundtable, Kenny. Just call up stations. The station. The station today is KMO Blee, and let's get the story from you, or Wheeling, West Virginia tomorrow, or ready, wherever. I think that would be maybe something interesting. Just an idea. Thoughts off the top of my head. Doug Steffen, anyway, the good news is the storm is over. The bad news is it's going to be very cold. And so hopefully we have some tips. The audio would be in the archives, right? If you want to go to DougSteffen.com, you will see there in the Better Living box. I think it's the top of the Better Living box. Yes. All of the, isn't it? It's the top of the box, yeah. The tips from Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit on how to deal with some of the problems you'll have with your home and its well-being during storms like this. So practical news, practical info from Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack. They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With 4 flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. In terms of rock music and rock legends, I would ask Kenny and Jennifer to tell me where the Imagine Dragons would fit on the scale of hierarchy as important.
I have never even heard of them, Doug.
Really?
No idea.
Oh, all right.
I think I heard that they were mad about something, but...
No, they're not mad about it. I don't think they are. But that's not the story. Kenny, what do you know about the Imagine Dragons?
They're relatively new from the past few years, a Las Vegas band. They've won Grammys, American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards.
Really?
Hashtag out of touch. That's me.
That's Jennifer. All right. So this group has also won a Grammy, apparently. And Southwest Airlines announced that the Imagine Dragons are going to perform a live concert at 35,000 feet on a Southwest flight.
That's cool.
Wow.
An interesting thing.
Yeah.
Southwest is going to launch a sweepstakes next week for one of the fans of Imagine Dragons and three friends to win tickets for this flight as well as the concerts. The destination, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Salt Lake City, and Las Vegas, where the band, as Kenny suggested, comes from. So apparently the winner is going to take a flight around with the Imagine Dragons and then go to a concert in Las Vegas. But part of the deal is that they have to, that Imagine Dragons are going to take a flight on February the
24th. Do you think
24th.
They have to like get a number like everybody else? Are they going to be like B4 when they get on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
A13.
Or like that real crummy number like C116, and you're like, oh, man, middle seat all the way.
Back in the back. Back in the back. All right, also today, our video of the day at DougStefan.com comes from the folks at Newcastle Brown Ale.
Oh, yeah,
they have 37 different brands, and they got them all to chip in for one Super Bowl commercial.
They're going to celebrate the new home.
Oh, Newcastle Brown Ale. Hard to believe we met on Match, and a year later, we're moving in together.
I love these floors.
They're Armstrong flooring. Oh, you know what else I love? This Gladiator Garage Works Chillerator refrigerator. It's tough enough for the garage, but it's stylish enough for the home.
I'll find a repairman on the YP app, an easy way to connect with great local...
That phone looks as great as my jockey boxer briefs feel.
Well, it's from Boost Mobile.
Uh-oh.
Come to that app. May not be using it.
Charisma Bedding, the choice of the discerning bed and bath customer.
Mr. Cheezo's, a wholesomely crunchy on-the-go cheese snack. Hashtag gluten-free, hashtag...
Rotel, a zesty blend of diced tomatoes and green...
Conquer the tough stuff with brawny paper towels.
Like what you see? It's all from Sharper Image.
Who's the Northern? Hunt's Tomatoes, Dixie Plate, that is enough!
That's right. Thank you.
Crab jerky, snack that are picked up, and these are now...
Got some more pickles.
You can...
My favorite...
I think that is very clever. So you got the gist of it. I tried to explain. 37 different brands all help Newcastle Brown Ale pay for the spot, which you can watch at DougStefan.com. That, in essence, you heard the audio, but it makes a lot more sense if you're watching it. And it's very clever. Kenny saw this and he thought, oh, wow. And it is an oh, wow kind of a thing. It'll get a lot of attention, don't you think?
It's almost like they went to crowdsource it. They contacted all these different companies.
Yeah.
And who wants to pay to be part of this
full ad? Yeah, there you go. And a lot of companies that wouldn't be able to, because it's $1.45 million for a spot, right? Isn't it this year? 36 spots, $1.4 million? Somewhere around
like
there?
That.
Somewhere
yeah.
around there, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, and by the way, to take advantage of the circumstances, when you go to DougStefan.com and you watch our video of the day, you'll notice to the right of that a big orange box that says, get your free pound of coffee. So I, unwittingly, I've got like a Super Bowl ad for BuzzBox Coffee right there at DougStefan.com. Nice. If you want to sign up for your free pound of BuzzBox coffee, the best coffee in the land, call 866-456-7805. Enjoy while you're watching the Super Bowl. 866-456-7805.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Okay, it's 33 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler reviewing some of the things that are going on. I don't know how many of you remember the case of this fellow Bergdahl, Sergeant Bergdahl. Remember him?
Yeah, of course.
How many people remember him? He was found guilty of desertion, so says NBC News. Pentagon says that's not true, that a determination of desertion has been, that the NBC says the determination of desertion has been made in the case. No decision has been made, says the spokesperson for the Defense Department. NBC News quoted unnamed Defense Department sources who reportedly said Bergdahl will be charged with deserting his unit.
Good.
You think that's good?
Yeah, he did desert.
He was held as a prisoner of war by the that Taliban group for 5 years.
So they happens got him. When you desert, yeah. Well, where are you going to go?
Sometimes it happens even if you don't desert.
That's true.
All right, but remember, there was a lot of discussion about him. He's being held at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, and he's got a job, a desk job. He's actually flying, as they say, a desk. One wonders if they didn't just put him there. I would be interested to see what he's doing with an eight-hour day. I'm guessing not much of anything. They just got him there. So what ought to be our attitude toward him? Or do we just forget about it? It's been a couple of years. One wonders, when it comes to things like this, no matter what it is, whether it's something that's specific, has to do with the military, or just in general, our system of jurisprudence is so slow. How is there any impact? It seems to me that if we really wanted to get our blink together, that we would try to figure out a system wherein when you commit an offense, you are charged quickly. There is a lot of work done to prove you either innocent or guilty. You have the trial. You're guilty, fine. You go to jail, whatever the consequences. These systems that allow year after year. And this is a five-year-old case. 2009. I'm having a hard time believing it was 5 years ago. But it seems like a few months ago. But putting that aside.
Well, he just got home a little while ago.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. It wasn't a little while ago.
Wasn't it last year?
This time last year, if I remember correctly. But still, it's just going on and on and on. So the legal system, we have talked about this often. Congress is made up mostly of lawyers. And they come up with these laws and the ways to read into them and interpret them. And so the average person looks with frustration on something that's bad. And I'm not saying Bergdahl is guilty or innocent. That's not the point. The point is that there are so many of these things, both on the military side and the civilian side, where there's really no justice to be found. Because it takes so long to make decisions or to get stuff, you know, as well as I do. You can go before a judge, lawyer says, I move for a transfer of venue.
Due process. Here's why I think there's something to this charge, Dougie.
Yes.
This administration and this system would not bring this guy up because it didn't look good for bringing him home and then being a deserter, and we made a trade for Guantanamo Bay inmates to get this guy back. I don't think that this system would have brought him back to our attention again unless there was truly some charges to be filed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why else would they bring him back so that we could think about him again? They would just let him fade away. So that's why there has to be.
That's why they're working at it. Okay. 888-302-3684 always reaches us with your comments. If you'd like to be heard, if you'd like to be seen in print, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So, Ken, what is the latest as we follow through a lot of the threads of conversation on the Facebook and Twitter pages? What do we have?
Lots of comments about the picture that you shared of the snow piling up around your house.
Really? Would it be go to California? Anybody said that?
Christy says, wow, it's stinking hot here in Australia at the moment.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Nice to we'll come to Australia and visit with you.
Norma Sue thinks it looks beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's
absolutely
beautiful.
It was absolutely. Meredith and I were talking, but we were in different trucks yesterday, plowing and out in the snow and shoveling and driving up and down the road. It is absolutely beautiful. It cleanses everything for a while. It was. It was picture-perfect, wonderful.
Until it turns into mud.
Yeah. What else?
Bridget says that she's worried about the cows. She says they are probably not happy campers right now.
They aren't. The cows are very unhappy.
What do they do, by the way? Do they walk around or what?
Well, it's hard to get around in 3 feet of snow.
Mm-hmm.
So we had yesterday the crews, two guys on loaders, pushing back the... They have a feed lot area. Remember, this is a pasture, and normally in the good weather, it's 84 acres of pasture, so the cows are free to roam where they want to go, and so this is very confining. We have an old hangar that I built as a large loafing area, so the cows can get underneath at both farms and be secure from the elements. It doesn't really bother them. They're not, the wind and the cold and stuff doesn't really bother them unless they get wet. So, but you got to get to the feed. And that was the biggest problem yesterday, getting in and out of the feedlots at both farms. But there are 5 different pastures where we have animals of different ages. And so each one of them had to be cleaned out at least enough for the animals in there to be able to get to the feed. And we bring the feed in. And I'll tell you, it was a gargantuan task for these guys. I think I said yesterday we started at about 3 o'clock yesterday morning. Joe came down the driveway with a bobcat that has a snow blower on it, and that at least cut a path. But going out into these paths, last night when I was there, 8 o'clock-ish, the cows were screaming because they obviously some of them can't get at I don't think it's getting at the food. It's just that they want to be free, and it's not their usual routine. So they don't understand the snow. They just know they can't do what they normally do. And so that was an interesting comment, ma'am, that you made, because the cows weren't happy. You're right. All right. But I just as an add on to that, I was mentioning in the last half hour how the weather affects those farms that are in the plains where they have acres, miles of fence that animals just wander free. And it wasn't until last year, I think it was last year, when there was a horrible storm and so many animals died. Remember the pictures of the cows just laying dead in these areas in the Dakotas and Wyoming? Remember that from last year? I think it was last winter.
It's horrible.
No, it was awful. Well, most of the time, these animals can survive in most anything. But when they can't get at feed, they can't get at water, which is what killed the animals. The cold didn't kill the animals last year. There were, I think I remember seeing 2,500, 3,000 beef cattle just killed, froze to death because they couldn't get at feed or water. So that is something to be concerned about. We'll be able to take care of that, but it wasn't a comfortable day for the animals. It's nice of you to acknowledge that, ma'am. Thank you. All right, Kenny, what else?
Eric says, please send us some snow here in Illinois. All we've received here is rain, 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 and my yard's a swamp.
Really?
Hmm.
I'm trying to remember. I was in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago. What it was like. Yeah, it was, now that you mentioned it, was really dreary. That rain and that dank, the clouds that cover and sort of come down and envelop. Yeah, it's dank, dark, dirty. I get what you mean. All right, sir. I'm going to open my window and blow as hard as I can and see if I can get that stuff to go about 1,000 miles west of here. How's that for you? What else?
Cindy says, in Arizona, we have two seasons, hot and hottest. I ran my car air conditioning yesterday.
Yeah, very nice. Very sweet, lady. Thanks very much. And by the way, that's a comparative degree. If you only have two seasons, it's hot and hotter,
mm-hmm.
not hottest. If it would be three, it's the present.
We get what you meant, though.
Okay, all right. Next.
Doug Stevens, grab our police.
One more. Gretchen says, I'll be glad when the cold is gone so I can start complaining about how hot it is.
That's it. Yep, that's very nice. We'll take that in stride. The good thing, as I've said before, in areas like this where we've had, it's going to be cold here again, most of the east again, and I said yesterday Chicago and east, but if you take all the way across from pretty much the east side of the Rockies, north of the Mason-Dixon line, it's a deep freeze this year, which will be very good for those who don't like bugs. Bad time for the bug population, good time for those of us who don't like bugs. Because when the ground freezes as hard as it has, and it stays frozen for as long as it will, most everything that's in the soil the bug population doesn't hibernate. It usually survives subsurface if it goes down into 6, 8, 10 inches of the soil, and this frost line only at that level or just above it, then they survive. In this circumstance, the frost is now about 3 feet deep, at least where I am. So it'll kill all of the bugs, everything that's there. So we will have less of a problem this year with bugs than we did last year. So that's the bright side. If you're looking, I'm always looking for the bright side of life. Dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. Did you see the stories about how Mrs. Obama got... Okay, go ahead. There we go.
Yeah.
Yes, let's look at the bright side of life. The bright side of life. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
For life is quite absurd.
It is. All right. Kara doesn't like the song, I guess, in and out of that. So I thought it was interesting, all the attention paid to Mrs. Obama. Yesterday in Saudi Arabia, the president and Mrs. Obama flew from India to Saudi Arabia yesterday. Mrs. Obama was in public without a headscarf. A lot of heads turned. Why would that be? I actually think that's nice. It's good. I don't
really
believe necessarily in kowtowing, and we've done too much of this with many areas of the, not only in the Middle East, but here in our country, where we feel like we don't want to offend anybody. If you're offended, that's your problem, not mine. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm living life the way I want to live my life, the way tradition has dictated that I live my life. And Mrs. Obama, she doesn't wear a headscarf, so why should she wear a headscarf? If they're offended, that's their problem.
Don't you think the idea is that if I went to Saudi Arabia and didn't wear a headscarf, I'd probably either be in jail or stoned?
Well, you wouldn't be in jail. Well, I don't know.
I might be
which
dead.
Country. It depends on which country you go to. But you've stood up for when, I don't mean that.
So?
Yeah, I don't mean, that'd be too bad, Jennifer, we'd miss you. No,
thanks.
I just think it's time we sort of push back a little bit on all of this. I really do. I think it's time for us, and it doesn't make any difference. It used to be, it was another religion and there were other traditions and we worried about that. Now we worry about offending people with headscarves. I don't give a damn, frankly. You want to wear a headscarf? Help yourself. I don't want to wear one. I wouldn't be required to wear one. I'd look kind of silly in one of those. But Jennifer might think that in order to make it easier for her to get around, if she were in Yemen or Middle East or Saudi Arabia, wherever it is that this is the tradition. And by the way, the tradition is waning.
Look.
As women get more influential and their lives mean something, then there's more pushback to this.
I have to put my money where my mouth is on this one, or my actions. When people come to the U.S., I expect them to assimilate. And when they don't, I get very upset if they don't try to assimilate with our culture. So that's the same. If I choose to go somewhere else, I respect the culture of the country that I'm going to. Whether I agree with it or not, I don't go if I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
But she wasn't moving there.
You know what? I don't care. It's still, you respect the culture of where you're going.
Not me.
I'm
not really that way.
That's
all it takes to respect the culture? Come on. I'm respectful of people, their human beings, their dignity, and that sort of thing. But I'm not going to necessarily want to wear the same garb that they do. Or what? I'm supposed to go over and wear the stuff that the crown prince of Saudi Arabia wears? Because I'm in Saudi Arabia, I'm not going to wear that stuff.
When you go and travel, do you try to speak the language when you go somewhere?
Yes. It depends on where I am, yeah.
Why do you do that?
Because it's easier to communicate and get good food.
I have to deal with.
There you go. That's it in a nutshell. Eight. Yeah, you're welcome. She's here every day.
No beef.
It's where are we? It looks like 12 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Today on the OK.
All right, calm down.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock Solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for Girls Night Out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot. This week, get 3/4-inch solid Brazilian koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack.
They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With four flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Oh, it's Money Pit time.
Money Pit.
Money Pit.
Money Pit. All right, Tom Kreitler is here. He is the co-host. I do not want to give him more the
more credit than that.
More credit than he is due. Leslie Segretti is also on the program with him. Hundreds of radio stations every weekend carrying this. Didn't I just see you added someplace? Was it Las Vegas?
Boston. We just added WRKO.
Really?
Yeah.
WRKO. From Boston. For crying out
loud. Happy to be joining it. You'll be able to hear us from your neighborhood there in Framingham.
I can hear you plenty. All I have to do is call you on the phone. I have to listen to you on the radio before. Yeah. All right, anyway.
Usually from the tractor.
Right, yes, exactly. So anyway,
best thinking.
Kreitler, I do actually do well, and not this time of year. My best thinking is done where it's warm. Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is an inspiration for those who listen to it around the country. It's a great website as well, moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler, Leslie Segretti. Tom is here to answer a few questions and to spend a moment or two talking just a bit about the technology of staying warm. What is there that you need to, not only staying warm, but also, you know, preparing or thinking about what to do in the event of the next snowstorm, because there's another one coming. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week at 3/4-inch solid Brazilian koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack. They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With four flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit here on the Good Day program, and a focus on your fireplace and what happens when it gets cold like this, as it is in many of the northern climes of our country. People say, okay, let's augment the heat that's coming out of our heater with a fire in the fireplace. May not necessarily be the right thing to do, Tom.
No, it may not, because if you have a traditional, say, masonry fireplace, when you build that fire, you need to feed that fire with air, of course, combustion air, right? Now, where does that air come from? Well, it comes from inside your house. And remember, that air inside your house, you've already paid
to warm
with your conventional heating system. So essentially, when you start up a fire, you're pulling a lot of air, a lot of warm air from inside your house, sending it right up the chimney. That gets replaced with colder air that comes in from the outside, through all the little cracks and crevices in your outside walls, and that has to be reheated again. So while for temporarily, if you're sitting in front of the fireplace, you're feeling nice and warm and cozy, remember, you're feeding it with a lot of warm air from the house if you have a traditional masonry fireplace. Now, if you have a newer, more modern fireplace that has its own combustion air supply, then that equation is different. Then you're not stealing air from the inside of the house. You're actually taking cold outside air to feed that fire, which is what you should be doing.
All right. Any other things that come as a result of the lessons, the generators and snow blowers and things that people, when they go looking for them as the storm approaches or is here, couldn't find any.
Yeah.
So what the reality is, we're going to have some more snow here.
Yeah, and you know, we always talk about generators this time of year. The thing is, you can't wait till the storm is here. You've got to make that decision.
Yeah.
And you know, you really got three stages to this process. You can go portable, you can go standby, or you can go whole house. Portable, you've always got to pull it out. It's got to have gasoline. You got to plug it in outside. You got to run extension cords. Standby and whole house are pretty much the same in my book. A standby generator and a whole house generator are both permanently installed. One covers some number of circuits in your house. Maybe it's a little less expensive to buy the unit. And a whole house covers everything. The thing is, the installation for both standby and whole house is the same. So for my money, I would go with whole house. We put in a Kohler 20 kW this year, and it just takes over the main breaker when the power goes down.
Yeah.
And we couldn't be happier.
Well, I don't have the automatic. I just have mine, a 40 kilowatt attached to a tractor on the barn, but you got to have them in this kind of weather if you are running any kind of business out of your home. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit at Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. GoFoods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.